I'm going to be looking at the story of Zacchaeus. Can you? Okay, which is in Luke 19, 1 to 10. So if you want to turn there. Can you all hear me okay? Is it working? I know the microphone's not very good on this laptop, so I'm having to speak up a bit. So just, I don't know, just give a wave if you think I need to speak up at all at any point. As Mike said, we're looking at people who are called. So I'm going to look at someone who was called down from a tree. So looking at reading verses 1 to 10 in Luke 19. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man there by the name of Zacchaeus, a man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short and could not see he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him. Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. If I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Before I look at why Zacchaeus was called on by Jesus, I want to look at one reason why he wasn't called on by Jesus. Because I think we can have a wrong belief about who Jesus calls. We can think he only calls the holiest, the most important people. But Zacchaeus wasn't called by Jesus because he'd lived a good life and was worthy of being called. It says in verse 2 that Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. Now, if tax collectors were wealthy back then, it wasn't because the Romans paid them a fortune. It was because they overcharged people and kept the difference. So Zacchaeus was a fraudster, not one of the good guys. It's perhaps ironic then that the name Zacchaeus actually means innocent or pure. And that was a time when people saw your name as being very descriptive of who you were or who you should be. And so he would not have been seen as well named. But Jesus does not look for the innocent to call. But as Jesus said, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. When Edwin McManus wrote about the time he became a Christian, he said there seemed to be lots of different callings. From all kinds of different people and groups, he's getting different messages. There's a calling to be saved. Then there was a calling that he had to make Jesus Lord of his life. Then there was a calling for ministry. And there was a calling for missions, then a separate one for foreign missions. And he was going forward to get prayed for all these different callings. And he says he found that all these different callings were kind of people trying to put different levels of Christianity in. And so that some of them could get away with living pretty Christless lives. And creating lots of different versions of Christianity that were less than what Jesus calls us to. I mean, how can you have a calling to be saved that doesn't make Jesus the Lord of your life? It's actually preposterous. And yet, people will call themselves Christians without making Jesus their Lord. And we can all fall into that trap, at least in certain areas of our lives. So, Edwin McManus said he found there aren't different callings for different people. There's only one calling, and that is to make Jesus the Lord of your life. And that calling is for every one of us. Even a fraudster like Zacchaeus. So though, why did Zacchaeus get called down in a way the rest of the crowd didn't? Especially when it's a calling for everyone. Let's look again at verses 3 and 4. He, Zacchaeus, wanted to see who Jesus was. But because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. See, I believe Jesus picked out Zacchaeus because in that crowd, he'd found someone who had done whatever it took to see him there. See, Zacchaeus didn't just give up when it wasn't an easy way to see Jesus. He could have easily said, oh, I'm a bit short, I can't see over, never mind. He went and found another way. To be clear, Jesus was calling everyone in that crowd. It wasn't that he was only interested in Zacchaeus and not bothered about everyone else. His whole message, Jesus, as he went around, was to call everyone to follow him as Lord. And he'll have preached that message to the whole crowd. Everyone that day who was there will have heard Jesus call them to follow him as Lord. But in Zacchaeus, Jesus found someone who was desperate to meet with him. And Jesus could see that. And a lot of people thought Jesus made a mistake. But verse 7 says, all the people saw this and began to mutter, he's gone to be the guest of a sinner. What's Jesus doing? Does he not have any standards? Well, no, he doesn't. Not when he comes to people he wants to be with. Or he wouldn't have called me. Or you. Especially you. I can get away with that on Zoom because you couldn't see who I was looking at. There's a TV show called Four in a Bed. And these bed and breakfast owners go around and visit each other's B&Bs to stay and then have a vote on who's the best. And I've only ever seen it a few times, just flicking channels. But whenever I do, they always seem to be going over each other's rooms with a fine tooth comb, looking for any sign of dust. Places you'd never look if you just normally went and stayed at a B&B. All looking for reasons why the room is below their standards, why their B&B is better than everyone else's. Thankfully, that's not a picture of Jesus. He already knows we're not up to his standards. He knows that when he comes into our lives, he doesn't need to search everywhere for traces of dust because he finds filth everywhere. And yet he still wants to enter into our lives. He still calls us. If you believe Jesus is not calling you, you're wrong. He's calling you into that life, into life more abundantly. He's calling you to things that are beyond what you can imagine, but he's not going to force it on you. He wants to see that, like Zacchaeus, we're seeking him too. At the moment, it may not feel like you're being called into life more abundantly. I think for many of us, it can kind of feel like life is on pause at the moment. You can't do some of the things you want to do. You can't be with all the people you want to be with. It's like those moments in war movies when characters talk about what they're going to do when the war is over and looking forward to that time when everything's normal again. And the thing is, though, when Jesus was talking about life more abundantly in John 10, he wasn't, as some versions put it, this life to the full. He didn't mean having a wonderful social life or having great wealth. He meant that you could have him, the creator of the universe, the saviour of the world, living in you right now, being your closest friend. And no pandemic can stop that. But that means accepting him as Lord, to lay down your life at his feet. That's the one calling. Not having Jesus as a pal who's just waiting there whenever you fancy talking to him. And I know that it's scary, as truly making Jesus Lord of your life means giving up control. But I think we've all learned this year that we don't have as much control over our lives as we thought we did. And so my prayer for all of us now is that this time will actually lead to us being able to give up what control we do have to Jesus and just let him lead us. So I'm just going to finish by praying. Lord, I thank you that for all of us, however much control of our lives we have or haven't given to you at times, you've always been there for us. You've always been there with the ultimate control of what goes on. And you're always there, prepared to come down into our situations, no matter how messy they are, no matter how much we mess up, you do not turn away from us. You want to live in us, to just to dwell in us, Lord. I just pray at this time as we're looking at what it means to be called, that we'd all be prepared to just give up our whole lives over to you, to trust you more with control of our lives. Amen. Thanks for listening, guys.